We've got a developing act of defiance happening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Just in case you're unaware of this, the New Mexico governor went full on Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, Lenin, Stalin, and said she wants to ban guns, issued a 30-day ban on carrying guns in public in Albuquerque. An open act of defiance happening right now in Albuquerque. Hundreds of gun owners have showed up at a town square in Albuquerque with their guns, open carrying, in a public act of defiance against their tyrannical Democrat governor. It's women, it's children, mothers, fathers. So, wow. I guess that sends a message loud and clear to the old corrupt Democrat tyrant, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. And we'll be monitoring this, but as far as I can see, no law enforcement is making arrests. No law enforcement is harassing these people. And so perhaps the law enforcement in Albuquerque has decided they're not going to violate their oath and they are not going to violate the Second Amendment. You'll love to see it. More of this, please. Peaceful, open defiance of tyrants that want to destroy the cornerstones of this country, the First and Second Amendment. You want to engage in an act of defiance right now, ladies and gentlemen? Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support these transmissions. Believe me, it's a blessing that we have Harrison Smith on air every morning hosting the American Journal, that the legendary Alex Jones Show is still on 4 hours a day, and that I get a platform 3 to 6 p.m. Central at band.video hosting the InfoWars War Room. Believe me, it's a blessing. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to engage in an act of defiance, just like what we're seeing there in Albuquerque, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And the good news is you don't only support this broadcast and free speech, you support yourself with great products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Let me tell you why. I've even got a canister right here, so I'm reading right off the supplement facts. You can check this out at InfoWarsStore.com. I know that I'm getting more than 100% my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and so much more with just one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion in the morning. Great way to start your day. Or if you've got kids at home and you don't want them drinking the high fructose corn syrup drinks or the loaded processed sugar drinks that are not healthy for them, fill a pitcher with purified water, put a couple scoops to whatever the best flavor you think is, 2 scoops, 3 scoops, 4 scoops, 5 scoops, whatever you think is the best, stir it up, put that pitcher in the fridge, your kids will love it, and they won't be drinking the toxic drinks that so many kids do, and they'll love it, by the way. And I've got to tell you about the flagship elite product, and that's DNA Force Plus. Again, I start every morning, actually I start every morning with this, I chase DNA Force down with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And then I also like to take DNA Force Plus when I get home from a workout. But this is the elite flagship supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to talk about telomere support? You want to talk about longevity? You want to talk about cellular production? DNA Force Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Really, there's not much else, if anything else, on the market like it. Other products have tried to enter the market. They charge $500, $600, $700 a pop for products like this. InfoWarsStore.com. You support yourself. You support the broadcast. All right. We've got a wide open border. Now, the Democrats have done something incredible here. It's hard to even wrap your head around this. The Democrats in Chicago and Seattle and Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York City and New Jersey, and the list goes on and on and on. They say, we're a sanctuary city. And this is all in response to Donald Trump trying to stop illegal immigration. And they say, we love illegal immigrants. Bring them all here. It's a sanctuary city. We love illegal immigrants. Well, now there's so many illegal immigrants in these cities. It's overwhelming the cities. The Democrat voters there are ticked off. But they've got a problem. See, they always love to have their cake and eat it too. So now Democrat mayors in these sanctuary cities are saying, we can't handle the illegal immigrants anymore. It's too much. It's Greg Abbott's fault, even though it's obviously their fault. But they can't address the open border issue because that would go directly against Joe Biden, and that would go directly against the White House narrative that the border is secure. So instead, Biden regime mulling a plan to force migrants to remain in Texas using ankle bracelets. So all these Democrat mayors are calling the White House and they're saying, hey, our constituents are pissed. And if you want the Democrat Party to stay in power in these cities and run them into the ground and steal all the money, well, you're going to have to do something about these illegal immigrants. But they can't openly attack the Biden open border because that would be bad for party policy. So instead, the Biden administration has cut a deal with these Democrat mayors and they've said, okay, we're going to make them stay in Texas. And we're going to give them ankle bracelets in case they leave Texas. Are you kidding me? So you can come across the southern border illegally, but if you leave the state of Texas, now you're a criminal? This is Democrat Party politics. No. This is Democrat Party criminality. This is Democrat Party insanity. This isn't politics anymore. And we should stop referring it to... We should stop referring it to being politics. It's not. It's criminality and it's insanity. That's what it is. This is not politics anymore. But oh my gosh, can you imagine? Oh, but this isn't an agenda to turn Texas blue. Of course not. They're not trying to have all these immigrants show up and then the Democrats give them free money, free housing, free food, free clothes, free education, question free. But all you got to do is stay in Texas and vote Democrat. That's not politics, folks. That's criminality. That's what that is. And between all the money they give to illegal immigrants and all the money they give to Ukraine, where do you fall into this equation? Well, it's Bidenomics, Jack. And that's why more Americans today are living paycheck to paycheck than ever before. Even six-figure earners living paycheck to paycheck. Your grocery bill is higher than it's ever been. Unless you're an illegal immigrant, then it's free. Your taxes are higher than they've ever been. Your energy costs, your price at the pump. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Unless you're an illegal immigrant, then everything is free. And now they're going to spend even more money to make sure they stay in Texas. And so listen to what Curtis Sliwa is saying about this in clip 18.
We're going to bring in the tractor trailers, trucks, cars, vans, wrecks. We're going to block the bridges. We're going to block the highways. This is a war for the soul of our country, our state, and our city. We the people are fighting this because our politicians have forsaken us. I will use every measure available that is within the decency and means of nonviolent civil disobedience. Be patient, men and women. We will win this battle.
Now, I want to explain the political significance of this because these are not just conservatives or Republican voters out in the streets complaining about this, folks. These are Democrats. Big-time major Democrats, city council members, deputy assistant, everything. And they're all saying this is ludicrous, this illegal immigration problem. And they're out on the streets. And you know who's leading the charge to stop it? Republican candidate for mayor Curtis Sliwa. And they're out there on the streets and they're seeing it. And a lot of them are now putting videos up and making statements saying, gee, I wish I would have voted for Sliwa. He might have done something about this problem. We're going to have more about that on the other side and the latest out of Ukraine. Don't go anywhere.
Coffee has not been available at InfoWarsStore.com for 2 years because the price went up too high and the quality was starting to go down. I turned down so many other producers that wanted to partner with us. But when the folks at Minuteman came to me a year ago and I began to try their coffees, I was blown away. We finally have three great coffees that are the best they have to offer available to you right now. This is the best coffee I've ever tasted. It smells amazing, and it's some of the strongest coffee I've ever drank. Ladies and gentlemen, these three single-source Colombian coffees are now available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. Tastes great. It's the strong one. Really strong. But these are all close second and thirds. Medium Roast, Wake Up America. Woo! That's what my go-to. Dark Roast, Tip of the Spear, tastes the best and is amazing and is still very, very strong. Gives you that pep. They're all three available at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. And each order gets a Pocket Constitution Citizen Rulebook.